News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks again to everybody that came out last night. Had a chance to, you know, I emceed an event, and it was the easiest thing ever because I welcomed everybody at 6:30. Most of the people not even in their seats yet. And at the end of the night, before they left, I said, bye-bye. Mm. So I didn't really, if that's emceeing. But it was a beautiful event for Light of the Village. We were talking about this yesterday and also getting some texts about it, so thank you. You know, yeah, we've got this crime issue. We were discussing that ad nauseum yesterday. If you want to try to get out and help, you can. John and Dolores Eads are incredible, and their staff, I want to point that out too, the staff at Light of the Village, what they do, and when it's spelled out for you, it's almost, you can't believe it. It's like, there's no way these people do this all the time. No, they do. And my son produced a short film about three of the workers, staff at Light of the Village as well, and just kind of follow them on their day. Very poignant film, because wow. The stories are very poignant. Wonderful organization. Maybe COVID's gone now, maybe, and so we can get back on our feet and help them out a little bit more. But a wonderful night last night. So, and thanks to our team for coming out as well. Celeste and Tina and Lauren. Lee Baby. Not an official member of FM Talk 106.5, but he's kind of on our team, right?
Yeah.
Former Georgia Broadcaster of the Year. You might not know that.
That's right.
So anyway, it was a very nice evening, and I appreciate the folks from here coming out to learn more about Light of the Village. And when you go to an event like that, y'all, you will walk away like, well, I had no idea. That's one of the things during my second time that I talked, the very end, I just reminded everybody, you know, they're doing the mission. Get out there, and this is not our secret. It's kind of a secret because people don't know about it. But the people that do know about it, spread the word, and because they're doing amazing work in a very disadvantaged neighborhood, basically for the children. It's no fault of theirs that they are born and being raised in such a tough area of poverty and crime. They didn't do it. And the way they are loved and administered to, and also the ministry of Light of the Village is really amazing. So again, thank you. It was a huge crowd too, Dalton. It was like it wasn't quite Saban. I got that on my calendar for late April.
Yeah.
But it was maybe 300, 400 people were there last night.
That's great.
It was amazing.
It's really good. And if you want to learn more, we had when was our interview with John? Was that a
couple of weeks back, yeah. Kind of pushing tickets.
That's loaded on our podcast page.
That was a good conversation, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were talking about the event from last night, but a lot more discussion about what he does and what Light of the Village does, and that's fantastic. Also, we had a good time last night.
Tell me about that.
Voodoo Wing Company. So they had a beer taste there with Braided River, and we had a good time talking basketball and watching basketball, so appreciate y'all that came out last night.
Nice.
Too. Before we get into some of this traffic speeding ticket talk, I want to remind you we have a poll up on both our website and Facebook page, and this comes on the heels of an Alabama Daily News poll regarding the primary race for governor of Alabama, and the incumbent, Ivy, running away with that poll that was a statewide poll from Alabama Daily News. But we want to ask you, because we seem to get sometimes very different poll results.
Yeah,
just,
we do.
Just from listeners from down here in the southern part of the state. Who right now has your vote for governor in the Republican primary? That's on our Facebook page and our website. Kay Ivey, Tim James, Dean Odle, Lindy Blanchard, Lou Burdett are the options. Right now, looks like actually Lou Burdett on the Facebook page has a majority of the vote, just ahead of Tim James and Ivy just behind them. It's very early on, though, in that process, so we'd love to see your votes there and on the website.
Did we have Ziegler on that list at one time and we did the poll and he was winning?
I got ahead of my the skis a little bit there when we thought Ziegler would run for governor. Right.
Yeah. Well, that was the, you know, we supposed he was going to.
Yeah.
He was implying that he was going. He hadn't officially done it, but I guess we put him in there for the heck of it.
Yeah. He was doing well, and now he's running for Secretary of State,
yes,
I believe. And
yeah,
he actually held a press conference yesterday. Ziegler did. It was actually more of a he was speaking to a Republican group of women I believe he was in Troy yesterday, and he proposed this program called the Watchman Program. Ziegler did, and that would put poll watchers in every county in Alabama. So something kind of interesting there. He was talking to the Pike County Republican women. Jim Ziegler still hitting the still campaigning out there with just 2 months to go until the primaries.
Yes,
something we've been discussing. It was one of our three big things this morning, and we kind of talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago. The legislature is on spring break this week, so they'll be back in session in Montgomery next week. And one of the bills that they're going to be taking a good look at is this bill that would fight against policing for profit. So there's actually a few bills out there. This is Senate Bill 282, and one of our local representatives, State Senator Chris Elliott, a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 282. And what it would do is limit the percentage of revenue that a city can generate from fines and penalties generated from traffic tickets. So I think this all began with an AL.com investigation into the city of Brookside, which is just outside of Birmingham, and how much of their revenue comes from arrests and traffic tickets, and just an insane amount of people who have been fined up there and can't pay for the fines and have difficulty because of the court hours and the amount of I think it was the amount of judges that they have available, something like that. The Brookside story is wild. And since then, there's already been fallout from that with the city. And Lanyap began looking into and looking at Summerdale, which is, of course, on many people's way down to the beach. It's right down there off the Beach Express.
Yeah, and I guess Summerdale, by the way, you can be pulled over by Summerdale police on 59, obviously. And you can also be pulled over, I would think, part of their jurisdiction is also on the Beach Express.
I think
that'd be my guess at the south end of the Beach Express before you get to what would be considered Foley, Highway 32.
So Lanyap writes, Summerdale, the PD, has written an average of 4,000 traffic tickets per year over the last 7 years, and that props up their budget by as much as 32% from fines and forfeitures from traffic tickets. This bill, SB 282, would provide that the municipality, quote, may only retain 10% of its total general operating budget collected from fines and penalties generated from traffic tickets. Any excess amount would be transferred to the state's Crime Victims Compensation Fund and the Fair Trial Tax Fund. Elliott said this is part of a package of bills aimed at reducing excessive policing. So they're not saying that you can't continue to write these tickets, but just that there is after 10% of the budget is met with that revenue, then the rest of the money goes into these other funds that would be dispersed for crime victims and fair trial, apparently. Elliott said anything in excess of 10% of their budget is absolutely beyond what any municipality should be keeping in fines. The concern is you end up with towns basing their budget off writing people's tickets and having an incentive to write multiple offenses. That ought not be a revenue source, and this bill removes the incentive. And like I said, the legislature, they're out this week. They'll be back in session next week. We'll see. There aren't very many days left in the session. I think just right around 7 days remaining.
Yeah, 7 would be my guess. Elliot's also a guest, so we can get a further clarification. He's going to be on Jeff's show?
Yeah, he'll be on the Jeff Poor Show today. He's usually on in the 11 o'clock hour. I'll have to check in with Jeff and see the latest up. Actually, we have it right now. I believe the state senator will be on, at 11:30 today. So maybe we'll hear more about this then. But there's another bill also, Senate Bill 203. This one, State Senator Arthur Orr has his name on. And it's a little more lawyerese here. It would require the Administrative Office of Courts to collect data on municipal courts, require municipal courts to provide data to the Administrative Office of Courts, and basically a bunch of requirements for these municipalities to keep a strong record on this quote-unquote policing for profit. But I think it's a really interesting discussion to have, because with Summerdale, I don't know as much about Brookside as I do Summerdale, but you have so many out-of-towners that are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem maybe a little strange to base your city's annual budget and spending on how much you expect to receive from traffic violations.
Right.
And it does kind of create that incentive. But if the speed limit signs are posted and they're not ridiculous, they're not like 10 miles an hour down the Beach Express. If it's a speed limit that's like everyone could agree on.
And the Beach Express, I know because of going back and forth to the wharf a million times in the last few years. I think for the most part, between Buc-ee's, the interstate, and getting down to 32 and where the Beach Express turns, where the original Beach Express was, it's, for the most part, 55 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get some pockets getting close to a light and everything where it's 45, 30, whatever.
Right.
But for the most part, it's really, I never felt quite like a trap, except for the fact that it could have been a trap for me because of my driving habits. Maybe I'm usually thinking 65, so I'll drive 70.
Yeah.
Well, 55 is not 65, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? So if in your mind you're thinking almost like I'm on an interstate, well, you're not.
Yeah.
So 55, if you keep that in mind and stay around 60, I don't think you're going to be bothered. So that's your point.
Yeah.
Like, look, it's a fair enough speed limit, so fair game.
Right.
Mr. Guy from Kentucky, sorry.
I would actually prefer, you know, I don't want to write me a ticket, but I would prefer if there are people speeding ridiculously, you know, that's fair game, I would say.
Sure.
And 59, obviously, it's a little more slow. This texter says, the problem is they pull you over for going 42 and a 40. Most people are out-of-towners, so they never show up for court. How does that work out? Yeah, do they just completely disregard the ticket?
No.
You'd have to end up paying it. But
yeah, they make sure that they're going to get their money. They understand that so many people from out of town, you know. So.
But I mean, I've been, you know, driving down the Beach Express so many times, and I know many of you travel much more than I. Some of these plates that are out of state, they will go very, very fast. I'm normally a semi-fast driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go quite a little bit above the speed limit. Not too far. I test the limits, though, and I'll have people just buzz right by me. You know, three or four cars in a row, they're ready to get down to the beach wherever they're going.
Think about this, Dalton. Wherever they're coming from, it's been a long drive. And when you're at the end of a long drive, you cannot wait for it to end, especially when it's when where it's going to be is a condo at the beach. You're like excited. You're a 12-year-old in a 45-year-old body. You
and
know?
A lot of the people probably tired of hearing their kids in the back seat also as they're headed that way.
Yeah.
I would guess that most of Summerdale's tickets are from out-of-towners, but these are also the only two towns we've really heard about, right? Brookside and Summerdale.
You're getting picked on a little bit.
I'd love to hear from you on the text line or call us. Your experience in either of those two towns, have you been pulled over for things you feel are a little out of line? And then where are the other speed traps in the state? McIntosh seemed to always get me on 43. It slows down for that town and school and all that. That was my personal speed trap that caught me a couple times, but would love to hear from you on the text line.
Yeah, there may be, no doubt there are some speed traps out there that we're not aware of. So you can either tell us about your experience on the phone line or the text line, or just give us a heads up like, hey, careful over here, and you'll benefit everybody this morning. That's Dan and Dalton, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Good morning to you. Hey, y'all, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. 8:25, talking traffic traps, or what do you call it, speed traps?
Speed traps.
So we get a text here. A few years ago, a friend of mine got pulled over 2 days in a row for going around 70 on the Beach Express by the same cop. How about that? Hey, how you doing again? Good to see you. He told my friend that if you just done 60, it's 55 there, okay? If you'd done 65, I wouldn't have pulled you over. Since then, I go around 65. That's what I would recommend on the Express. The speed limit is 55. I think if you go around 64, I'm hedging along here a little bit. I have no science to back this.
Yeah.
But I have never been pulled over, and I've been up and down that road a lot. I've never been pulled over for doing for that. I was pulled over and got a ticket one time. When I did about 70, so same thing.
Well, that's Dan's opinion. Dalton says you should go the speed limit at all times.
Right.
Every time.
You're a finer example of how to behave behind the wheel than I am.
Houndstooth says, I'm riding down Schillinger where they changed the speed limit from 45 to 40. I remember that. just happened. He said, everyone's speeding like crazy. Just had seven people by me, blow by me going 55. They're doing an excellent job of enforcing that. I sense a little sarcasm there from Houndstooth. This texter says, on the other side of this, if they stop policing or relax their patrolling, and people start driving 70 and 80 miles an hour and people start getting killed, then what? That's kind of, you know, it's almost, and I do understand, it makes more sense to me that they will allow up to 10% of the city's budget to come from these fines and, mm-hmm. And basically from these tickets, and then anything after that goes to another. So it takes away the incentive to base your budget off of pulling people over. But if you think about it, it's almost like so many of these, it's like we had this big defund the police talk, right? Everyone wanted to take funding out of the, not everyone, but a lot of the liberal cities wanted to take funding from police departments. And then you kind of think about it, it's like, well, now we're the same people that are wanting to back the blue and hated defund the police. Now we're putting limits on, you know, and not to say there shouldn't be limits for mm-hmm. police departments. Some go way, way, way too far. And for instance, I was pulled over one time up in Clark County. I had just begun driving. So I was 16, 17, maybe 18. And at the time, I had a hitch cover that had a light on it. So you'd plug it into the back of the truck
yeah.
where you would normally put the trailer lights. And it was a blue Ford logo. And I got pulled over twice because you're not supposed to have blue lights anywhere on your vehicle.
Why was
that? Because...
Why was the product manufactured?
Well, good question. But that's because, you know, they don't want anyone to think you're a police officer. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a hitch cover.
Yeah.
It's on the very back. I mean, that officer was obviously fishing for something. But you could tell where cops go way too far sometimes. At the same time, putting a limit on it based on an article that just came out a few weeks ago seems a little too reactive, right?
Reactionary for sure, right? I drive 50. This is a text here from Dale. I drive 59 or Beach Express nearly every day. No problem with Summerdale or any other jurisdiction in the vicinity, mostly because I go the speed limit. Speed traps don't bother me because speeding violates the law. But checkpoints like the have in Mobile are unconstitutional. In those instances, police are trying to find a legal violation without evidence or probability. Well, maybe so, but I don't. You know, the Mobile police tell you where the checkpoints are going to be, and they hope to. You know, we've got a crime issue in this town. I'm willing for them to do whatever they have to do, but I understand constitutionally, maybe it's crossing a line.
I mean, heck, they tell you weeks ahead of time where they're going to be,
right?
So. I don't know. If you're following the law, if you're being legal, most of the time you'll be in all right shape.
Yeah.
A lot of texts coming in here. McIntosh, Mount Vernon, Jackson, a lot of people. I mean, those are the roads I've driven a million times. They said work overtime or weekends. That's when officers write the most tickets, I guess.
Wow, didn't know that. A little tendency there. 8:30 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Coming to the phones in just a second. Right now it's 8:35 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great here and a beautiful day outside already. A beautiful weekend on the way. What's going on at McConnell?
That's right. We're going to be there all week. Man, we got some great deals going on. We got this just used car certified, GM certified sitting out there and, it gives you an extra 12-12 on the factory warranty, plus bumps that all-important powertrain up to 100,000. Don't forget, Gene and Tommy be buying cars all the time. Y'all got something to sell, call them, 251-476-4141. Give them the VIN and a brief description, and they give you a price right off the telephone. Like you said, it's going to be a great weekend. We're going to be there, have a little food this weekend, and go have a few basketball games on TV, so come by and see us.
Good stuff. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
Louie Arata, A great man. You can go find him at McConnell
great
Automotive.
Individual.
You'll find Louie at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and, of course, online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
It is 835 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Dalton and Lance on your radio.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend.
You got it, my brother. We've got David on the line right now.
Yeah, David, how you doing today?
Pretty good. With the stories I could tell about traffic enforcement in this area, we would have to start a whole new show on FM Talk 106.5, so I'm going to keep it brief to the main points.
Okay.
First of all, it's only about 25% of the time, and I drive the Bowen Beach Express almost daily. It's only about 25% of the time I don't see at least one cop on that road. So that's why I don't go more than 60 miles per hour on that road because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Summerdale's not even the biggest speed trap problem in Baldwin County. That title goes to Bay Minette Police Department.
Really?
They love running speed traps right there in front of the Baldwin County High School on 59.
Oh, wow.
There
okay.
you go. A little inside info.
Underway. Yeah.
Also, if don't ever let a cop lie to you and say they don't have quotas. They may not call them quotas, but they do have quotas because I listened to the traffic enforcement head of the Daphne Police Department at the time tell an older couple in the Daphne City Hall that if his cops aren't writing enough tickets, he lets them know they need to write more.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of people kind of thought that went to the wayside sometime over the years, but the quotas are still out there.
I can't imagine that the quotas wouldn't be out there. I mean, for the most part, some are exposed, but within a police department, yeah, if it's a revenue generator, David, it almost makes sense that they've got quotas, right? I mean,
well, they don't call them quotas. What they do is, and what he said is, if they're not writing, if his officers are not writing what is average for his officers in his department, he tells them they need to write more. So if they're not keeping up with their averages.
Got it. Thanks, David.
All right.
David Preston there.
How about that, too, Dalton? If your job is being on the road, I think David delivers some products or something. He's a
medical devices, I believe.
Okay, so your job is on the road. You've got to, I mean, you've got to behave because the odds are you're going to get pulled over if you're speeding because you're on the road constantly.
Yeah.
So just to keep your job and to acquiring too many points against you or whatever they call that and the fines and everything, you got to do the speed limit if you're a pro.
I'll tell you what's been slowing me down, and I'm not joking, gas prices. I've been going so much slower trying to make a tank stretch a little bit further. A couple texts here that I'm much more in line with, and I'm kind of surprised that I'm seeing so much of this from the right. And I'm not to say that there aren't police departments and police officers that are out of line. I mean, we have a couple stories right now locally regarding police officers who one who's been arrested for domestic violence, a Pritchard police officer, mm-hmm, five times. And
the witnesses don't show up in court.
Yeah, three, I think at least three different women, and the witnesses don't show up. So police officers, there are bad apples. We've said it a million times, and I guess I have to put that disclaimer on everything I say. But so many on the right who have traditionally been follow the rules and everything will be all right.
Right.
Even if the officer is not following the rules and you are, things generally will work out in the end. That's kind of been the MO for so many people on the right. And Gardner here says, let's see if I can find it. I'm amazed that so many politicians are so ready to change laws because people are tired of being held accountable. If you don't want a ticket, don't break the law. That's more in line with where I'm coming from right now. And Dan and Daphne referencing David's call, he said, interesting statement, David, saying, I go 60 because I know cops are there. He said, that's exactly why the cops were there, because you don't have the integrity to go the speed limit without being governed. And I've been pulled over. I've gotten tickets. The best thing for me was actually moving into the city and I know I'll get a ticket this weekend because I'm saying it, but since I moved into the city, a lot less opportunity for me to rev it up and go too fast because of the stoplights,
traffic,
and exactly. When I was living in Grove Hill, I mean, I didn't have the most incredible rate of speeding tickets, but it was at least one a year for a while there.
I could see that. You were younger,
yeah,
and you had nothing but wide open spaces all over the place, you certainly would be susceptible to naturally to going over the speed limit, I think.
Jason says, speeding is horrible in this town and on the interstate. I'm an outside rep, always driving, and I'm sick of it. He said, COVID lawlessness made it worse. I'm in favor of more speed traps. I don't break the law. Tony says, Dalton, I'm right there with you. I've slowed down a good 5 to 10 miles per hour without holding up traffic, trying to save gas in this full-size truck. King of Unnamed Text, there's so much bad driving out there besides speeding. Folks can't seem to stay in their lane, especially when they're heading in the opposite direction from you. Yeah, and that gets scary when you're on two lanes and two-lane road and you see somebody on the other side that's crossing that line a little too much as they're headed your way.
No kidding. When did they drop the speed limit in on parts of Schillinger from 45 to 40? Was that recent?
Just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. That was because so many people between Cottage Hill and Hitt, they're trying to pull out from their neighborhoods or apartments, and you just have people just flying through that part of Schillinger because there aren't between Cottage Hill and Greelot. I don't think there are any lights at all there.
No,
and then you have Hitt is the next one past Greelot. So people can really gain a high rate of speed there, and that's why they lowered it to 40. But you had someone text in earlier who said they were just driving that part, and people were still flying past the speed limit.
You've also got a hill there near Cottage Hill, I think. You've got a hill where you can't, where your sight in front of you, how far you can see in front of you is really impaired. That's probably another reason they dropped that thing down. Even on I-10, heading toward downtown, you know, you have one spot there. I don't know if it's around Virginia Street or not, but you have a spot there on I-10 where you really can't see that far in front of you, mm-hmm, because of a big hill.
Yeah.
And if there was a wreck on the other side of that hill, you'd now be part of that wreck.
And we have seen some brutal wrecks at that from people who are just flying through, mm-hmm, there, and then you get it way backed up. This texter here says, well, Bill, I'll go to his first. He says, we should drive within the speed limit because it's the law. The tickets they need to write more of is tailgating. I kind of agree with that. But that's a tough one. You know, that's kind of a judgment call from the police. This texter says, too bad the Mobile City Police Department is in just district about getting vandals and petty thieves off the street. Had vandalism occur early in the morning, people in the neighborhood know who he is, and I can't get the police interested in doing anything about it, and this guy is out on parole. That's another thing. All of these speeders, if police are spending their time writing tickets, then you have violence going on.
Less time on that. I-10 at exit 53. Have you heard about this? Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and state troopers in their mobile taxi units are there every day, sometime right on the exit ramp. Ridiculous. That's an unnamed texter that gives us a heads up about North Baldwin County.
So I guess kind of the main theme of the hour, at least from my point of view, is investigative journalism is great, and Lanyap is really, you know, the best at it locally here. But these stories about Brookside and Summerdale, and it almost seems like it's two completely separate stories. What was going on in Brookside compared to what's going on in Baldwin County along the Beach Express with people that are mostly speeding? Brookside, they had incredible stats. Like I think the stat was that one in four citizens that live there had stacked up so many different tickets and fines over the years. I feel like it's a bit of a different story.
I think it is.
But to go back to what a texter said earlier, especially in an election year like this, it just seems that a lot of people in our government who will rail against defund the police and some of these movements that come about are so quick to want to change laws just because of what they assume is public sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
When nowadays the actual majority, what people actually feel, is kind of hidden behind all of the Twitter pages and Facebook comments. And I think if you actually polled a lot of people in Baldwin County and Mobile County, they really don't have that much of an issue with what's going on in Summerdale and towns like that.
Well, that's a good question. That's a good thing to pose. Do the local citizens feel that the police in their community are overcharging people for giving more than the fair amount of citations in that given community, and that would be a more interesting poll. I think the one up outside of Birmingham, it was so egregious that it was, in fact, a news story. It'll be interesting to hear what Elliot's got to say today, why this is his route of going to try to even out this problem, or as he sees it, a problem. I don't know that it is a problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk with, we won't get a chance to talk with him, but Jeff Poore, he's part of the lineup on his show today. Chris Elliott, the state senator from Daphne, and get his explanation on why he thinks that's the thing to do.
Some big dog just walked into our studio. I don't know what that's about.
Really?
Yeah. Some big pit bull.
We'll get
to the bottom of that and let you know what's going on.
Yeah, you get to the bottom of it. I'll stay right here. It's 8:46. Brooks Conkle from the Mobile Rundown. What's going on this weekend and next week? He'll let you know on the way with Dan and Dalton in Mobile Mornings. Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 8:52.
Beautiful weekend on the way. We'll see what events are coming up. Brooks Conkle here in just a minute from the Mobile Rundown. Coming up, big shows on the way. The Jeff Poore Show starting at 9, and then Midday Mobile beginning at noon today. Now, Sean, we'll start with the latter show, noon to 2.
Okay.
Sean will have on Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine beginning at noon. Very, very, this interview I'm looking forward to definitely because of the violence we saw, mm-hmm. which began nearly exactly 7 days ago, last Friday at Azalea and Cottage Hill. We've had Mayor Stimson on Midday Mobile already this week, and I can't wait to see what Chief Prine has to say. That will be at noon, and then Congressman Mo Brooks coming on at 1 on Midday Mobile to respond to his big news this week, that former President Donald Trump withdrawing that endorsement. Before that, the Jeff Poore Show, and Jeff has some good guests on the way. Let's see here. He has, first up, Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney. Always enjoy what Jay's on. He has some really interesting takes on all the current events.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Auburn University history professor Wayne Flint. In the third hour, former Governor Robert Bentley, followed by State Senator Chris Elliott. So you don't want to miss those shows.
All right. Brooks Conkle, the Mobile Rundown. I didn't see you last night, Brooks, but I understand you were at our Night in the Light out at the fairgrounds, huh?
I was there. Yeah, it was a great event.
Yeah, well, thank
great
you
job,
for coming.
Great job emceeing.
Yeah, I didn't have a voice at the end. It wasn't like I was cheering the whole time. I don't know where my voice went. In any event, thank you for coming, and we had a great turnout for that. So your weekend of events actually started last night. What are Mobilians and people in Baldwin County, what should they circle this weekend and next week?
Now, I'm looking at this calendar. Kind of makes my head spin. It's one of those times where if people say there's nothing going on in this town,
right,
I don't think we can help them because I feel like it's packed. Just kind of me looking at what's going on. So Azalea Trail Run, the 44th annual is happening tomorrow. If you just want to watch them, watch it because it's an epic event. If you don't want to do that, go downtown to the Cajun Cook-Off. There's a multiple restaurants that are involved in that. Music in Cathedral Square. They're raising money for the Child Advocacy Center.
Yes,
that's been an ongoing event.
It has
going on for a while.
Yes.
And then it just keeps going. I mean, there's another food event, Grill on the Hill. Man, mm-hmm. if you like old school music, yeah, Dwight Yoakam, Kenny G, the saxophone guy, Kenny G. I think he has the longest note ever playing, like in the world record. I think he still holds that.
Yeah.
He's holding the longest note ever.
You know, Nelson, I think he's got one of the Kenny G. I might be right about this. I might be wrong about this. Anyway, he's got one of the most prolific selling Christmas albums of all time.
Mm.
Like when you,
I was about to say best Christmas album of all time. My family listened to the Kenny G Christmas album. That was like our family, the family CD that went into the CD player.
Yes, I got
nostalgia,
you.
Nostalgia, man. Nostalgia.
Yeah. Kenny G, and somehow he made it his whole career without anyone making fun of him. That's something else. Dwight Yoakam, though, I mean,
Dwight's the real deal, man.
He is the man.
Where's he going to be? Because I remember
Sanger.
That shows at the Sanger.
Okay, a few years ago, he was at the convention center or the event center down at the Wharf,
mm-hmm.
and he. Brooks, I don't know if you remember this or not. He performed, but did not allow air conditioning being
really?
He had problems with his voice if he was in a place that was cooled down too much. So everybody, it was a sweltering indoor event to see Dwight Yoakam. So when you walk into the Sanger, check the temp. Just kind of breeze by the thermostat real quick. Yeah. It's right near the stairs. Get a look at that.
That's something else. Never knew that about Dwight Yoakam.
Maybe his vocals have adjusted.
Maybe not. Brooks, thanks for the information. We appreciate it. And again, thank you for being there last night.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, guys. All right, have a great weekend. And, appreciate y'all.
Brooks, I believe that we met at a night in the light about 5 years ago.
Four or five years ago. That's how we originally met. We were sitting at a table together, and you gave me some great parenting advice, and then we've been friends since.
Well, good, man. Thanks a lot, and hope everything's working out for you. We'll talk to you in 1 week.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
There you go, Brooks Conkle. And themobilerundown.com. Sign up for that newsletter. It's good. It'll let you know what's coming up. Also, don't forget Sausage Festival in Alberta this weekend.
Is it really?
That's right.
Now, I think the Sausage Festival is one in the fall and one in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that goes.
So okay.
You got one also in October. We talked about this stretch of weather is more October-like than March-like, and it really is. So chances are in October the weather's going to be good again. Good for Alberta. That's a big fundraiser for the fire department, I believe.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to try to make my way out to that this weekend at some point, I believe. Did anyone see this before we go? This one confounds me a little bit. This story about the 18-wheeler on Moffett Road yesterday that caught a blaze because this 18-wheeler, I guess, ran over a mattress that was in the middle of the road. This was around noon yesterday. And then according to this report from Fox 10, after running over the mattress, which I believe it's just about impossible to not realize when you've run over a mattress, even in a big old 18-wheeler, they said that the truck dragged the mattress for a few miles, and then a fire started, and then it caught the rig. The driver bailed out. At that point, he was at Moffett and Howes Ferry.
Crazy.
And then the cab, everything, just went up in flames. And they were able to stop it about midway, it looks like, through the trailer. They were able to get the fire stopped, but the truck and trailer both a total loss. One witness, Linda Boykin, said flames were shooting out of the cab and trailer, and they were going way up the telephone pole. Did he really drag the mattress for miles after running over it?
He probably just figured at some point this thing is going to
shake loose.
Yeah, shake loose, and everybody was blaming on the text line too. The coils in the mattress, with all the friction, and you know they had to break it down for me, so I didn't know.
Friction.
Yep, friction. 859 FM Talk 106.5. Fire. Make fire. Dan and Dalton, Jeff Poor's on the way next.